Three women have publicly accused prominent Seattle writer Sherman Alexie of sexual harassment. The allegations were aired on NPR's All Things Considered Monday. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld spoke to a local Native writer and advocate about what the accusations mean to her and her community.
Sarah Marie Ortiz is a member of the Acoma Pueblo tribe and a longtime friend of Alexie's. She says she's never seen Alexie harass anybody, but she knows and trusts all three of the women in the NPR story.
That's not hard to reconcile for me in the sense that so much of what goes on in our Native art and writer's world is very complicated and there is a lot of contradiction.
Ortiz says the allegations against Alexie are immensely complicated in the Native community, partly because Alexie is one of the few well-known Native writers.
We have risen him to this star status because we needed him to be a star in so many contexts, and that's problematic.
Ortiz says that creates a conflict between wanting to elevate the voices of women who say Alexie has harmed them and wanting to protect one of the few Native artists with national attention. She says there are other divides, too.
It feels like there's kind of a civil war of sorts within the Native arts and literary and education community, where some people want to see it cause a battle of sorts instead of being more reflective and reasoned about it and thinking about some of the generative possibilities in this.
Alexie did not reply to numerous requests for comment. He did release a statement days before the allegations were made public, apologizing for doing things that have harmed other people. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.